Welcome to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented online by Don Franklin Otto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. I'm Joe Myers, joined this morning by Glasgow head football coach Jeff Garman. His team went on the road and played their first district game of the season last night, picking up a 39-21 win over the Hart County Raiders in Mumfordville to go to 2-0 on the season and 1-0 in the district. And Jeff, in talking to you in the post game last night, I didn't get the sense that you felt like your team played great, but you went on the road and got a district victory.
You know, I thought our offense played pretty good. I thought they did a lot of good things and was really proud of how they responded from the week before, of having three turnovers. And you know, I thought they were pretty solid all night long. I thought on the defensive side of the ball, you know, give Hart County credit. They ran the ball well. You know, it seemed like we struggled stopping the run a little bit. They had three really good backs that all kind of fed off of each other. Thought we did a pretty good job on the fullback, but the other two kids, you know, uncharacteristically, we were getting beat outside just a little bit. And, you know, that's something that we need to work on. And we just didn't tackle as well as I thought we have in the past.
Obviously, you'll learn more from watching the film, Jeff. But besides the tackling, was there any other thing that you saw from the sideline as to why maybe you were getting beat outside a little bit?
I mean, I don't know if it just we wasn't taking good angles or if we were just getting outmanned. What they do is a decent little scheme and kind of outmanning you to one side. You know, our the weak side of our defense, we're a little smaller than what we've been in the past years, but it's something we've got to, you know, come up with a remedy to try to stop it. There's going to be other people that try to attack us on that side, and we just got to do a better job all around, and that's what you practice for. And, you know, I'm not down on anybody at all. I think our kids can – I just think they can play better than what they showed tonight.
It was your first road game during this crazy COVID season, Jeff. How did things change last night in a road game than a typical road game would have been for you all?
You just don't go to the dressing rooms and things like that, but other than that, it was pretty – it was a normal. I mean, don't have as many on the bus. It's just a routine. And tonight was the first time we was able to do that routine, and we kind of go from there.
Let's talk about Hunter Scott, Jeff. A huge night for the junior running back. 18 carries, 234 yards. He had four touchdowns. Had touchdowns of 82 and 75 yards. He was obviously very good last night.
You're going to rack up some rushing numbers when you have runs like that. And you know, thought he did a good job all night long. Thought he stayed pretty patient and stayed up inside following his blockers a little bit better than what he did last week. And you know, and you give it to him 18 to 20 times, it just seems like a kid like him, they're going to break a couple of runs.
That's something I noticed too. You talk about his patience. I agree with you. It did look like from the press box he was more patient last night. How hard is that for a running back to be patient and trust that his blocks are going to be there?
Well, it's hard when your whole life you've outran everybody to the outside, and he can't always do that, and he's going to have to learn to stay up inside, be patient, follow his blockers, and get his runs. And then from there, you know, eventually with his speed, he'll break it going more north to south than he will east to west. But, you know, thought he had a really good night for a high school football player.
Offensive line obviously must have played pretty well to give him those kind of numbers. As a team, you rushed for 302, Jeff.
We did, and you know, obviously they must have done some blocking up there. So, you know, that's one area we want to continue to improve and get better at. We want to be able to run the football. When we can run the football, it'll open up our passing game even more. And tonight we only threw it 11 times for 125-ish yards. But, you know, with that, our completion was 9 for 11. We didn't turn the football over, and the completions were a lot easier to make.
One thing you talked about after last week's win over ACS was taking more off of John Carter Myers, not asking him to do as much at quarterback. Do you feel like you were successful in doing that last night?
We did that, and I thought John Carter played, you know, really well. It was, you know, he didn't have to run the ball as much tonight, and you know, with between Hunter and in Jaden and in the running that John Carter did. You know, there was six to eight carries there by some other guys that also put up really good numbers. You know, they rushed for six times for over 50 something yards. So that tells you a lot, you know, what they're getting when they run the football too.
Through the years, you mentioned a moment ago, John Carter, 9 of 11, 123 yards, had a couple of touchdowns. One of those touchdowns goes to Andrew Phillips. And Andrew, again, four catches, 80 yards. And on the touchdown he had, made a really nice run after the catch.
He did. And you know, Andrew, you know, played well again. And you know, has a knack for getting open. And then he's fast enough to be able to do something with it. You know, it was nice to see Jay back out there. Three catches, 26 yards. Thought he played well. Thought Jamari played well with a big catch. And you know, that whole receiving group, I thought they played pretty well.
Actually, to correct myself, I think John Carter just had one touchdown pass from what I'm seeing here, that one to Andrew Phillips. You mentioned Jay Long, and Jay was unable to play last week, Jeff. He was back out there, obviously, for the first half, but then went out with an injury at the end of the first half. Did not play, unless I missed him. I don't think I saw him on the field in the second half at all. Anything serious there, you think?
Well, you know, we hope not. We don't think it is. He got a helmet on his knee, and hopefully it's just a bruise in that nature. But, you know, we'll get him looked at and kind of go from there.
Defensively, you give up a total of 251, 163 rushing yards, 88 through the air. I know we talked a little bit about in that first opening question there that about what you thought happened with the defense, but individually, I did think, at least numbers-wise, Xavier Ferreira had a big night, Jeff. He led your team with 9 tackles, also had a couple of sacks in the ball game, which really helped you guys out a lot.
I thought it was one of the better games I've seen Xavier play. He made some plays when he had opportunities to, and tackled when he had opportunities to, and it was one of the better games, you know, as far as a production standpoint and all around play that I've seen Xavier have. And it's nice to see a senior out there step up, and when he's got opportunities to make plays, he makes plays.
The Raiders started a new kid at quarterback. They had started last week Devin Roten at quarterback against Butler County, and then in warmups we noticed that Roten was not taking snaps. He ended up playing wide receiver wearing a different number. They ended up starting a Walters kid at Keaton Walters was his first name at quarterback, Jeff. Did that surprise you? I mean, obviously you saw Roten on film. What did you expect going in?
They didn't throw it very well last week, and I felt like the coming in, you know, they were going to have to feel like they were going to have to try to throw the ball some. And obviously, I guess they felt like 15 was the better, maybe the better passer of the two, and so they went with him, and he completed a few passes along the way. None of them was real pretty. Couple of kind of crazy looking catches, plays that were, you know, we were right there to make a play one way or another, and somehow they catch the ball. But overall, I thought we played pretty well in the passing area, my big thing is, you know, we want to stop the run, and I just felt like we never got into a rhythm Friday night of being able to stop the run. But again, I want to give Hart County credit, because I do feel like they have three backs that were pretty solid athletes, and they were fast. You know, 21 wasn't no surprise to me. I think, you know, going into it, I was telling our kids that, you know, I thought he was a pretty good running back. He runs hard, and he's deceptively faster than what you think he is, and hits it up in there. Just a tough, hard-nosed kid, and we struggled with him a little bit as the night wore on.
That's Dustin Butler that you're talking about. He wound up leading him with 14 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. One play that sticks out my mind, not just one play, but they used this particular play a number of times, which seemed to hurt us a little bit, a little reverse that they would run. What was going on there?
It's out of the wing tee. It's a double handoff, and one side goes to the other, and they took that thing, and when they hit it, it kind of went north and south real quick, and I don't know if we just didn't do a good job of normally when they do that, they're going to pull the guard and the tight end on the backside. I don't know if we did a good job of reading our guards. Some of that misdirection, if it's something you don't do a lot of, it can give you problems, and you know, we may have struggled with that a little bit tonight.
How much of it is that, Jeff? Because the wing tee is something you used to see a lot of it, but you really don't see much of it in high school. You don't have to prepare for that very often.
No, you don't. And, you know, it seems like right now these days, you know, a lot of people are they're running the spread or they're kind of running the wing tee. Very seldom do you see much pro eye like we did last week against Allen County. And when you're not used to going against it, it can cause you some problems. I thought we gave up an easy touchdown in the first half on a blown coverage. I don't know. I've got to go back and watch the tape on that to see exactly what happened. But I think our guy just didn't cover the guy he was supposed to cover. And that kind of opened up the floodgate a little bit. They had moved the ball a little bit, but they never really got nowhere. And when we blew that coverage, it just seemed like it kind of gave them a little bit of life in that they could score. And I thought they played a little better from that point forward.
We'll come back in a minute and look at the drive chart from last night's game. The Scotties defeating Hart County by a final score of 39-21.
That was our first segment of Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. And right here on WCLUradio.com, Ask the Coach is presented in part by Colton's, Don Franklin Auto, the Glasgow EPB, the People's Bank, Joe Myers, Kentucky Farm Bureau Agent, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Monticello Bank, McDonald's of Glasgow, South Central Rural Telephone, South Central Bank, and Walbert Trucking. Now, here's Joe Myers.
Background as the coach, Joe Myers and Jeff Garman discussing last night's 39-21 win over the Hart County Raiders, which puts Glasgow at 2-0 on the year, 1-0 in district play, with a game on the road at South Warren coming up next Friday night. Looking at the drive chart from last night's ball game, the Scotties won the toss, elected to receive, and Glasgow goes on a six-play, 58-yard drive to open up the ball game. Took a minute and 24 seconds off the clock. Hunter Scott would get the first of his four touchdowns on the night with a six-yard run. Luke Allen adds the extra point at 7-0 Glasgow, just 10:36 to go in the first quarter. Couldn't have asked for a much better start, Jeff. A good, solid drive, and you punch it in.
Yeah, I thought we started off well, and you know, that ended up being a big play, and I thought we had a chance right there to really put our foot on them and get out and score some points early in the game. And it seems like after that first drive, it kind of went hit and miss. We would have a drive where we struggled offensively, then we would score on the next drive. Then we'd have it. We just never could put two or three drives back-to-back and really get the game up out of reach. But, you know, again, give Hart County credit, but I thought our offense played well all night long.
On Hart County's opening possession of the game, they moved the football down the field on you guys, Jeff, and got it down inside the 25-yard line, but your defense, when it had to, tightened up and forced them to turn the football over on downs and got it back for your offense.
And a lot of this, I mean, you know, was happy to get started off on a good start and score, and you know, in our kicking game is – kind of kickoff is kind of suspect, and they're getting the ball, you know, to upper closer to midfield, and it's kind of flipping the field on us, and you know, just something that we got to try to do a better job of. And you know, in years you come here and you have really good kickers, and some years, you know, you have somebody going out there trying to do the best they possibly can, and you try to make the best out of it. And that's what we're trying to do. But it shows a little bit in the game as it plays on when teams start getting the ball up around the 40-yard line.
Each team would punt on its next possession. The Scotties would put together the next scoring drive, and would score with 9:27 to go in the second quarter. It was an 8-play, 81-yard drive. Took 3:11 off the clock. Andrew Phillips catches that 34-yard touchdown pass from John Carter Myers that we talked about in that first segment on the play where Andrew made a good run after the catch. The extra point was blocked. They left Glasgow on top 13-0 with 9:27 to go in that second quarter. On the extra point play, Jeff, looked like somebody just got some good penetration, just didn't block it well, or what happened?
It looked like they came from the outside. They overloaded that outside and don't really know if, you know, we even had enough people to block them. That shouldn't be a factor. We should get the kickoff, but obviously we didn't.
Hart County would have to punt on its next possession. Then the Scotties put together another scoring drive. This one went three plays, 89 yards, took a minute and 13 seconds. And then Hunter Scott broke away for his first of the two long touchdown runs of the night. This one from 75 yards out. Two-point conversion was good as John Carter Myers found Jay Long in the back corner of the end zone, put Glasgow up 21-0, 4:07 to go in the second quarter. And Hunter just, again, showing his speed right there, Jim.
He did, and it's just, you know, a good individual effort. You know, when he gets out and he gets there in the open field, I mean, he can outrun them, and that's exactly what he did.
And then on the two-point try, the officials had to discuss it. It took probably 30 seconds for them to make a call, but they did rule that Jay came down in bounds. It was a good pass by John Carter. Jay made a great play on the football, and he was very close to the back line, but they ruled he was in, and the two-point conversion was good.
It was a good catch. It was a good catch by Jay, a good throw by John Carter. And, you know, and I don't know what took them so long to make the decision, but I think they got it right.
So then Hart County would answer with their first score of the night on a 9-play, 54-yard drive that ended with 37 seconds to go in the second quarter. The drive took 3 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock. Jackson Shoulders catches a 20-yard touchdown pass from Keaton Walters. Ethan Chenoweth adds the extra point for a 21-7 lead for the Scotties, again with 37 seconds to go. And then time would expire when the Scotties got the football back there to end the first half. Hart County would open up the third quarter with a 7-play, 58-yard drive that took 4:17 off the clock. Jordan Bradley scored on a 12-yard run. Ethan Chenoweth's extra point made it 21-14 Glasgow with 7:40 to go in the third period. And certainly, Jeff, Hart County had all the momentum and was feeling pretty good about themselves at that point. They're within one score of you.
No, they were. And I told the guys at halftime, you know, we're in a ball game here. It seemed like just that blown coverage and that guy wide open. It just kind of took the wind. It was right before halftime. Kind of took the wind out of our sails. Kind of gave them some momentum. We had to kick off to them the second half. They get it, make a big play, and you look up, it's 21-14. And thank goodness our offense answered.
And I think that was, I talked about in the postgame with you, I think that was the biggest drive of the game for your ball club, Jeff, because, as I said, Hart County did have all the momentum. You could tell on the sideline they were feeling pretty good about their chances, but your offense comes out and responds with a 9-play, 55-yard drive that took 3:52 off the clock. Hunter Scott would score on a 16-yard run. The extra point was no good, and Glasgow led 27-14 with 3:54 to go in the third quarter. And, who knows what happens if you don't take that down a score right there, Jeff, but it certainly stemmed the tide for the Raiders.
It did. It did stem the tide for them. And it was a big play by our offense to get us some breathing room. Then we went two or three possessions there, got stops every possessions, and then scored back-to-back and kind of got the game kind of out of reach a little bit at that point.
On Hart County's next possession, they fumble the football, but an inadvertent whistle nullified the fumble, and so the Scotties kind of caught a bad break right there. However, on that same drive, when Hart County goes to punt, they have a bad punt snap, and Glasgow's able to recover the bad snap at the Hart County 33-yard line. So really, the inadvertent whistle did not end up hurting the Scotties, fortunately, as they got the football back around the same spot they would have gotten it if they had ruled it a fumble. But the Scotties took just one play to score from there. It was Andrew Phillips catching a 33-yard touchdown pass from John Carter Myers. So I made a mistake in the first segment. He did have two touchdown receptions, Andrew did, and John Carter had two touchdown passes, so my apologies, forgot about that. But anyway, it was a 10-second play, just the one play, 33 yards, two-point conversion was no good. Glasgow led 33-14 with 1:06 to go in the third quarter. Hart County would have to punt on its next possession. Then the Scotties take over at their own 18-yard line, and this was another one-play drive. This is an 82-yard run for Hunter Scott. The two-point try, no good, left Glasgow on top 39-14 with 2:01 to go in the ball game. And, Jeff, not only did Hunter show his terrific speed on that play, but he had to make a couple men miss. He had to break a couple of tackles. He showed a little bit of everything on that run, I thought.
Well, he did. And the guys, there was a couple of guys had angles on him, and he ends up, almost stopping and then giving them a stiff arm and getting in the end zone. You saw, you know, plays that he's capable of making, and you know, he's made those before here, and we're just fortunate to have him on our side.
Hart County would get their final score of the night, taking over their own 21-yard line. They drove 79 yards in 11 plays, 7:13 off the clock. Dustin Butler would score on a touchdown run, and Ethan Chenoweth added the extra point for a 39-21 Glasgow lead with 3:03 to go in the ball game. And at that point, Jeff, I mean, obviously you want to hold them out of the end zone, but you did really what you had to do. You made them use a bunch of time to get that touchdown.
We did, and you know, obviously we don't want them to score, but, you know, give them credit. They made a play, and the guy broke one and got an open field. And when he does that, he's hard to tackle. I'm just telling you. And you know, we struggled with that. And, you know, they scored, and then we were able to run the clock out to finish the game.
Yeah, Glasgow gets it back with 3 minutes to play in the ball game and got a few first downs, and as Jeff said, just ran the clock out there to set the final score at 39-21. Scotty's defeating Hart County. We'll come back in a moment, look at the final stats from that one, and talk just quickly about South Warren, Glasgow's next opponent. Back here on Ask the Coach for our final segment with the Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team winning 39-21 over Hart County last night on the road in district competition. Taking a look at the final stats, team-wise, Glasgow with 18 first downs. Hart County had 17. Scotty's 302 yards rushing, 123 passing, a total of 425. Hart County 163 rushing, 88 passing, a total of 251. Neither team turned the ball over. However, both teams put it on the ground quite a bit but got them back. Glasgow put it on the ground twice but got those back four times for Hart County to lose the football, but they were able to get them all back. Penalties, 4 for 20 against Hart County, just 5 for 22 against the Scotties. That was an area, Jeff, that hurt you last week against Allen County Scottsville. You had 12 penalties for over 100 yards, just 5 for 22 last night, so that you had to be happy about that.
I did a much better job of controlling the penalties, and you know, that was something we talked about and addressed, and I thought the kids made an adjustment and did well with that.
59 total plays for Hart County for a huge time of possession advantage, 33 minutes and 11 seconds. Glasgow, 38 plays, 14 minutes and 49 seconds. Of course, time of possession, the way you guys play, Jeff, not really that big of a deal most of the time.
It's not. I mean, but it tells you sometimes, you know, you're having trouble getting off the field on third down, and you know, I'd like for it to be a little bit closer than what it really was.
Individually, for Hart County, they were led in rushing by Dustin Butler, 14 carries, 94 yards. Jordan Bradley added 10 carries for 65 yards. J.D. Crump, 4 carries for 20 yards. Julian Barber, the fullback, had 11 carries for 26. Keaton Walters through the air was 5 for 8, 88 yards and a touchdown. The leading receiver was Devin Roten, 3 catches, 53 yards. Jackson Shoulders had 2 catches for 35 yards in the score. Individually for the Scotties, Hunter Scott, we talked about his big night, 18 carries, 234 yards, 4 touchdowns. Jaden Wyrock carried 3 times for 30 yards. John Carter Myers, 3 for 19. And Kieran Stockton had 2 carries for 9 yards. John Carter through the air was 9 of 11, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Andrew Phillips, 4 catches, 80 yards, 1 touchdown, a long of 34. Jay Long had 3 catches for 26 yards before going out with that injury. Jamari Mack had a catch for 11, and Hunter Scott had 1 for 6. John Carter Myers punted just one time last night for 26 yards. Defensively for the Scotties, we talked about the big night that Xavier Ferreira had back during the first segment. Xavier, 9 tackles on the night, and at least 2 or 3 of those tackles for loss, including a couple of sacks. Then you also had Jaden Wyrock with 5, Jamari Mack had 5, Mason Bragg had 5 tackles on the night as well. You had Kieran Stockton with 1, Carter McKeever had 4, Tony Hammond had 4, Coburn Wills with 2, Clinton Malden had 4 stops. Isaiah McElroy had a tackle, Tristan Franklin with 4, Jaden Wood had 4 tackles and a sack, and Tad Shelton had 2 tackles on the night. So, again, that wraps up Glasgow's victory, 39-21 over Hart County last night. And now, Jeff, the competition level ramps way up as you'll go up against one of the top-ranked teams in Class 5A, the South Warren Spartans, set to travel there on Friday night. They've got one of the best quarterbacks in the state. Tell me about what you expect to see out of South Warren.
I mean, you've said it all right there. I mean, you've got a program that's ranked in the top 5 and 5A, probably ranked in the top 10 in all classes. Got a quarterback being recruited by SEC-type schools. They've got a really good program, you know, not just with him being recruited at SEC schools. They've got two or three other kids that are touted Division I players. It's going to be an uphill battle. We've got to play smart and got to play hard and find a way to hang in there and get something done. You know, the one thing I think about our boys is when we play in those situations, a lot of times they rise to the occasion. And you know, it's going to take a great effort over there Friday night. You're going to have to think about the positives and don't worry about the negatives. Play the next play. And, you know, South Warren's going to have some plays. You just got to match them in those plays.
Jeff, appreciate you sitting down with us this morning. Congrats on the win last night, 2-0 on the season, 1-0 in the district. We'll see you Friday against South Warren.
Thank you.
That's Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, and that will wrap up Ask the Coach for us this morning. Again, our broadcast next Friday night will start at 6:30 on 1490 WCLU AM, also 103.1 FM, and online at WCLDRadio.com. It'll start at 6:30, kickoff scheduled for 7 as the Scotties take on South Warren on the road. For Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented digitally by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Remember to tune in live each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. For the latest episode of Ask the Coach, with the voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.